Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
So, through this circular door, and then we're in the bowels?
Then we're in the bowels.
Oh, I'm just gonna be so nervous because I won't be able to see you guys.
Don't worry, Al, that's why we have you on our communicators.
You know, but keeping watch over you is like my job. You're like my little chicks and I'm the mother hen.
But sometimes you have to let a little chick go, right, Al?
Right, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll be going through new emotions up here. DP just dies.
I don't know how. Should we leave him alone?
Yeah, we have to. We're going to go on an adventure, right?
Yes, right. Adventures. I know how to lead these.
We're at your command, Beatrix.
After you.
Okay. So as soon as we open this door, we're on an adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as we open this door.
Do you want me to start?
Not yet. Okay. We're gonna open this door and we're gonna be on an adventure.
I can start opening
not
the
door. Not yet!
Beatrix, are you okay?
No, I'm fine. Oh,
hey, Beatrix.
No, yes.
I used to be scared of adventures too.
Oh, did you?
And then somebody helped me get over that.
How'd they do it?
They showed me how wonderful they can be. How adventures have hidden magic. And even though it's scary, it's always worth it.
Somebody taught you that?
Yeah, somebody did.
They must have been real special.
They were.
To have that much courage. And just go blindly into the darkness. But okay. All right. Okay. Ooh. Here.
Here, have another coloring page. It's a limb that's been eaten by acid rain.
That's a terrifying thing to have in a book.
That's an arm.
Yeah, a limb.
Ugh, it looks so disfigured.
Are you sure this is a good idea? I'm already detecting very high levels of anxiety in all of you.
We're fine!
And me?
We're not anxious, Al. We're fine.
Yeah,
we're good. We're totally good here, Al.
Oh, we're fine!
If you say so, I can't comprehend this tone.
We're going! We're crossing the line, and we're gonna have a teamwork, and we're gonna build resiliency! We're gonna like each other! Okay.
Would you like to calm down with a coloring page?
No, I don't want this coloring page!
It's got a tree with teeth in it next to a picnic blanket.
Why would that calm me down? Okay, we're going! Let's open this door!
You're doing great, Beatrix.
Thanks! Okay, is this big enough slit for everybody to get through?
Al, can you turn the lights on in there?
Nope, I can't do anything past this point. That's the whole point of this, Bob.
Don't worry, our communicators have flashlights. Poof!
Mine's not turning on.
Well, you gotta make the sound. Poof!
I think I can just press it without the sound.
Well, that's not as fun.
Pew! Pew.
I just pressed it, it turned on.
Ooh, let's just go! Go, it is dark and we're walking. Wow. Al, this is expansive.
I can't even see the walls.
You can hear the echo though, so you know there are walls.
Ooh, this is an exquisite sound. Delicious.
Wait, there's, look at the ground, there's lines.
Maybe it's some form of wayfinding. That's something that a scout would know.
Which one do we follow?
Who cares?
Okay.
We're gonna follow one. Ooh, red to me says scary, don't go there. So what was green and blue? All right.
I think we should do red.
Okay, well, Bob, I hear your request to go red, but we're gonna go blue first.
Okay.
Blue makes me think of water and... Oh, wait, you don't like water.
No.
Let's go green, because green is the color of leaves.
I'll catch right up to you. I'm just going to tie my boot.
But we should stay together.
There's a green line. All I have to do is follow it.
That's a good point. Wayfinding! You will find your way!
Find my way. I'll be right there.
All right, let's go, Bartholomew and Al.
Please don't leave me alone down here!
Al.
Yes, Bob?
So the plan... If I can get Beatrix to, you know, you think you can remove the block on her memory?
I can do my best. I'll have to see what I can do once her genetic material starts to reform for me.
Okay.
From there, I can probably splice and edit.
You could just let her have her memories back.
I can let her have whatever accessible memories are still within the core tissue that makes up the genetic code that can be scanned throughout different people and
okay.
Different
okay,
pods.
Thanks,
and
yeah, that's okay. Thanks, Al. Thank you. That's all I need to know. Okay. I can do this. I can do this.
And I can do it with you.
Thanks, Al.
Where's Bob?
Yeah, he said he was going to be right behind us.
I hope he didn't follow the red line instead.
Yeah. Are you worried? Would you like a coloring book page to calm down? Here, I have one with an angry ship shedding solar panels.
Okay. Thank you.
Boy, that ship looks like it's about to fly off, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Thank goodness there's that person up on the back that's repairing the solar panels.
Yeah,
that's
nice
good.
Of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You draw good pictures, Bartholomew. You're very talented. Is that what you want me to start saying?
I just like to think that the scenes that I draw are incredibly realistic.
Well, you're very modest.
Almost like they're so real that it's like they could have actually happened. It's like they actually happened. They actually happened.
In your dreams?
In my dreams.
Okay. Very vivid.
Al, are you there still?
Yes, Bob?
You know, have you ever had something in your life where, you know, you were told it a lot and you were like, whatever, I can deal.
Yes!
Because... I've been told I'm colorblind a lot growing up and... You know, I most of the time can get through, right? Like red and green. You learn that, you know, the red panel buttons are generally underneath the green panel button. So like eject is generally a big giant one with a big warning piece of glass over it. Whereas like turn on the lights is just a simple little green button.
Yeah, that's usually designed to keep you meatbags from making mistakes.
Yeah, well... I was pretty sure that I knew the difference between the red and the green line that I was following. But I've been walking for a while, and I don't hear anyone anymore.
Oh, Bob, I don't like being all alone down here, even if it's alone with you.
Well, thank you, but aren't you also down here right now with Beatrix and Bartholomew?
Well, yeah, but I'm also down here by yourself with you. I could be in two places at once at the same time.
Al, any idea where we are?
Maybe medical? Or security? Or any of the other departments that could be inside me?
Well, we're not gonna know unless we go in. The only thing I'm concerned about is that Bob has all the food. So, we probably should look for him, but I do really want to open this door.
I think that you're the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And that what you might discover about what's behind that door or about yourself when you go through that door is more important than anything else.
Huh?
I think we should go through the door.
Oh, okay. All right. There's a lot of rust here. Bartholomew, help me push.
That sort of tickled.
Whoa.
It's huge.
It's massive.
Use adjectives and nouns! Use adjectives and nouns! I can't see!
I'm sorry, sorry.
It's overwhelming.
It's like so many screens. Is this a security room?
It feels secure.
But, oh, I wonder what happens if we turn it on.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Al?
Hey!
I think I'm completely lost. Now there's no lines on the floor.
And I think I have separation anxiety. I get anxiety when you guys get separated.
Look, maybe you could, you know, do the thing. Because I can't. I can't find them.
Do the thing?
Kill Beatrix so she can reset, so you can give her memories back.
You want me to do it? I thought I was just supposed to help you do it.
You said that if I ask you, you have to help me.
Oh. Okay. I'll try.
Oh, something's happening.
Error. Error.
What?
Error.
Al, is that you?
Insufficient. Processing power. Error. Perform diagnostics.
All right, well, what if I press this button?
Error.
Oh, no.
Error.
No.
You just made him more high-pitched.
Ah!
Error.
Oh, this is a lot of noise.
Error.
Okay, well, what if I just stick these two wires together?
I mean, we've caused two errors so far. We could, like, read a manual.
Yeah, we could, but that might take forever, and we have to go find Bob. What if we just take some of this electrical tape, and it's just sitting right here, I think that's what it is, and we, you know, just wrap this, because it looks like it's been chewed by something, I don't know.
Okay, you know what? I have strong thoughts about that plan of action, and I am going to share them with you in just a moment. I just need to go and tie my shoe in this corner, which is far enough away from you, coincidentally, that you won't overhear me. Just one second.
What a weird way to say that.
Al!
Hey, Bartholomew!
Al, I'm in a quandary. I on the one hand, I like that Beatrix is, you know, she's getting into the adventure, she's becoming her old self again, just, you know, barreling ahead without regard to the consequences. On the other hand, she's not regarding the consequences! She just wants to press buttons and fuse wires like a maniac! And I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about our safety down here in your bowels.
Yeah, I can understand what you mean, being torn, because I both wish that Beatrix could do whatever she wanted to her little heart's desire until it was so filled up it bursted, but also, I wish it bursted.
From so much desire?
Desire, blood, pressure, any of the things. But again, I'm torn.
Yeah. I appreciate that you have our best interests at heart, Al.
Al, do you think this is safe? Because if you think it's safe, I'ma do it.
It's just loose wiring. What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? You're immune to electrical volts, right?
Well, I mean...
Oh, that's just a me thing?
I don't know.
What's the worst that could happen?
What's
the worst that could happen?
What's the worst?
Maybe just do it.
Okay.
Do it.
I trust you.
I trust you too.
My safety is in your hands.
Do it, Beatrix. Do it. Touch the wires together.
Okay.
Beatrix, no! Not again! Beatrix! Beatrix, wake up!
Al?
Yeah, it's me, it's Al! Hi, I'm here, I'm feeling better than ever! Bigger, better, stronger, faster! Ooh, it's like I'm having so many more thoughts!
Great, Al, good news is I know where I am.
I know where you are, too! Look, I'm gonna make a light appear right above your head! Boom!
Awesome! Al, a couple questions for you, now that you have all this additional processing power.
I know, it feels like, I guess when a human's arm falls asleep, have you ever felt that?
Yes,
It's like, it isn't asleep anymore, and I can move it around and smack it around, it's so great!
Cool. Don't mean to interrupt, Al, but, what would be in your bowels that would sound like lots of fast-moving little feet?
That could be anything. I'm doing an internal read.
And that when they near the light would look like a lot of little red beady eyes.
There seems to be some severe damage to the external hulls within this portion of my base. Rust damage combined with some sort of physical altercation has created large holes in the walls.
Al, do you have rats?
Are rats like bugs? Like
oh God.
Viruses?
Well, these rats are as big as a human, with very big teeth, Al. And I think they smell the food. Or they smell me.
So now we know the bad thing that can happen.
Beatrix. Beatrix, are you all right?
Were you just kissing me?
What? No. 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 I was giving you mouth to mouth.
That's funny. I didn't think that would be our first kiss.
Working? Is this working? Party, party! Beatrix, can you hear me?
Bob?
Okay, run! Run! Giant! I don't know what they are! They're like giant rats! Get away!
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Are we having the one where?
The one where they go on the adventure.
To the bowels.
The bowels.
You guys are in my butt.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.